Blog Talk Radio.
Right now for the love you've shown us, God. Although we don't know where to go and what to do, God, you give us guidance and direction because you are the only true path that lights our way. We love you, Lord, for all the things you have done for us. But most importantly, God, we love you for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That was Fred Hammond. What can I give? What can I give in exchange? No, that's right. Because I don't know about y'all, but the things that I have gone through in my life have made me so miserable and so sad and so upset that God is telling me to give your weakness to me, to receive my strength. The Bible says, take upon me. Thank you, Lord, for just giving me the strength to do what you call me to do. Lord, we can't say anything, God. We just don't know what to say or how to think because your love is so wonderful. Your love is so awesome. And we just want to give you all right now, God. And we just want to know that whatever we do, let it be the glory for you, God. We just ask you right now to give us strength and to give us mercy and give us grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, God, yes, thank you. And Father, yes, Lord. Caress our minds, God. Caress our souls, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father God. Your word says in Matthew 11, verse 29 says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you because I am humble and gentle of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Thank you, Lord, for that, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is another impromptu message for tonight. I wasn't going to do this tonight, but God saw the pain in my heart where I was so disturbed and so confused about what happened in the past couple of days. God has allowed me to speak my mind, but he has given me the strength not to do it out of hatefulness or spite, but to just let other folks know that he is the doctor that heals all wounds. So tonight, I just want to share my time a little bit, if you don't mind, with you and just speak a word into your situation by using what God has allowed me to go through. If you have your Bible, go with me at the Psalms chapter 94. Thank you, Lord. 94, the book of Psalms. And we will look at verses 16 through 19. Psalms chapter 94, verses 16 through 19. I am coming to you from the NIV version, but whatever you have is just fine because it's all the word of God all the same. Amen. He says, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Can I say it again? Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. My God, my God. Let me read verse 19 again for title's sake. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. This is for me into your time. I want to talk about for just a little while the goodness of God. The goodness of God. In my 45 years of living, I have dealt with heartache, pain, strife, misery, deception, cruelty, evilness, being in love by people who I thought actually cared about me. Unbeknownst to me that throughout my 45 years of living, everybody ain't like that. Everybody's not like the way that you want them to treat you, because everybody doesn't have a joyful soul or a joyful heart. Some out there are just plain mean and evil. And they will do anything and everything they can to see you come down, to see you distraught, to see you sad, to see you in a miserable state of trying to take your own life. But I just thank God for his word. When David says, who will rise up against me, rise up before me against the wicked, and who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Now, I'm not going to give you the whole lifeline of my life, because we don't have that much time to begin with, but just for a few minutes, I'm going to talk about what just happened to me. And I'm not going to say that out of spite. I'm not going to say that out of evenness. I'm not going to say out of hatred. But just to give you a background about what happened to me a few days ago when it comes to friendships. It is amazing how God can allow you to meet somebody of the opposite sex and attempt to get to know them a little bit better for what they are, for who they are. But sometimes you don't meet them, you meet the representative. In other words, when you first meet a person, you want to know how they think, what are their intentions, how they act. And for a few minutes of that time that you have met them, they portray a good game that you believe. They talk the right talk. They do and say all the right things. And have you fooled where you just don't know what to do anymore. Then there comes a time in your life that one day this person will try to say something and do something that will make you think, like, what is this person talking about? Why are they treating me like this? And all of a sudden, like a bomb, it goes off in your face and say, hey, this person is not who they say they are or who they claim to be. But I thank God for the fact that God has allowed you and I to see what was really going on before it got too late. God has allowed me to open my eyes, spiritual eyes, and say, this is what's going to happen. I want you out of it now. And just like the man who wrestled with God, we want to wrestle with God all day and all night until he blesses us. This is what I love about God. God will not bless anybody's mess until you and I get it right or have decided to come out of the darkness. God will not bless anything that he sees as a downfall. And when God showed me what was going to happen in a few days, he said, get out. And if you don't want to get out, I'll snatch you out. And we ought to thank God for the snatching out business, because if we had it our way, we would be messed up and choking the flow up. Because I'm just a firm believer in God that whenever God sees the trouble that we are in, he makes a way out of no way and delivers us even in our crookedness. Yes, God is delivered. God will send a deliverance our way, even in the midst of our troubles. Because that's who my God is. He is a deliverer. Has he delivered you anything you got to get yourself into? Has he brought you out of some things? Don't fool me now, because my God, the God that I serve, brought me out a lot of stuff that I got myself into. And a lot of us have that nerve, the audacity to say, well, if one for God, who, and like, no, no, no. If it wasn't for you, it wasn't for me, it wasn't for us. But God showed his love and said, come on out from among them. Come on out from evildoers. Come on out from the darkness and walk into my marvelous light. I gotta give credit where credit is due, because David said a lot of things in these first few verses. When he said, "Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death." Now, he doesn't mean a physical death. He means a spiritual death. Because a lot of us who want to live a godly life find ourselves in the midst of all kind of chaotic trouble. We can't find a way out. We know there is a way out. There's the way out, should I say. But we don't want to find it. And he said, unless the Lord has given me help. In other words, David is saying that if I don't get out of this, I'm not going to get out of this unless the Lord gives me help. Peter has said the same thing. Peter had the same attitude. He said, Lord, save me. When he finds himself sinking in the midst of a storm and water, when God himself told him, come on out from among the naysayers, come on out and come towards me. And Peter was doing good. For Peter was doing fine. But he got distracted by life's waters. Have you ever been distracted by life and began to see yourself sink? I was distracted for a few moments of getting to know someone better who was not good for me. Don't get me wrong, I'm not hating on the person per se, but what I am hating on is the fact that I let Satan get in the midst of what I was trying to be not of. What do you mean, preacher? What I mean is I was trying to get in the midst of this person's life by tolerating this attitude that she had. But for to tell me out of the blue sky that I should not be involved with friends, in this case, I should not have been involved with my former wife, although we are still friends, she had the nerve to tell me that you are involved. And I asked her, if you think I'm involved with her, why did I move out of her apartment to get my own place? Well, that's easy. Y'all can be dating, you can get your own place. But we decided to both move on. And if that's how you feel towards me, then your intentions of being with me from Jump Street was never valid to begin with. So I was just thinking, praise God, that he has gotten me out of that, because truth be told, I don't want to be involved with nobody who's living with their parents. Y'all can be all you want to. I'm just keeping it real. 30 years old, and I don't want to be involved with nobody who is involved in the household of their parents. If you have the means to get it on your own, do it. Unless you have some physical or financial disability, I can understand, but if you don't want to get out, I got a problem with this. If you don't want to be on your own, do your own thing, and say you're a grown woman, okay, well, I got all that. But why can't you get out your own parents' house and live your own life? See, we are dating too many people who don't have their own life. We are allowing our parents, our friends, our co-workers, whoever, control what we don't want to have in our life. We are allowing the enemy to step in. Is your foot slipping from the foundation that God has placed you upon? There are things I have seen that I asked God about and said, God, if this is not of you, then take me out. And the devil was saying, well, you should get upset because you're wasting your time. You should get upset wasting your money and stuff. You should get upset. No, because I thank God that he's got me out early. And when God gets us out, he gets you out. When God sees a stepping stone that the devil has placed in front of us, he kicks it out the way and tells you to keep walking. Stories told was a man in Christ walking along the beach, and the man was telling Jesus about all his troubles in life. And he said to Jesus, I've been through some things in my life that I did not mean to get into, but there were things that I could deal with. But Jesus, I noticed one thing that I noticed that I did not like, that when the times in my life got real hard and real rough, I only saw one set of footprints. And Lord, you said that you would never leave me nor forsake me. So what's up with this? Why can't you tell me, why'd you leave me in the time I need you the most? And Jesus said, hold up, bro. Let me school you on some things. I did say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I did say that I'll be with you to the end of the days. I did say that. Yes, I did. You're right. I did say this because I'm God. I can't lie. But there's one thing you're not noticing about this. The footprints you see are too big. So in the midst of all your hard times and rough times, I was the one who carried you and picked you up and walked with you. When you couldn't carry yourself, I was the one who did it. And I just thank God for that, because God has picked me up on a number of occasions while he could not handle the situations that I was in. I could not handle the trouble that I found myself into. I cannot handle life as a whole. And Jesus scooped me up and said, walk with me. I got you. Because my foot was slipping. And anxiety was great within me. But thank God, joy came to my soul. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. This joy that I have, this joy, unspeakable joy that I have, has come from the Father himself. So I don't mind being in situations that I know that God can get me out of. I don't mind living the life that he has taught me, has wanted me to live from Jump Street, by giving him praise and glory no matter what I go through. Even tonight, when I was running some errands after work, God has saw things that he's seen that I did not know was coming and blocked him because of the fact that God knows all. Case in point, running errands today, going from one place to another, I was coming at a red light before I make a left-hand turn. And all of a sudden, this Jeep or this truck, whatever, came out side parking lot of this auto parts store and almost hit me. Oh my God. Thank God that we didn't collide, but thank God nobody got killed either. But I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I wasn't always saved my whole entire life. I wasn't always preaching my whole life. I've been through some stuff that I had to literally cuss at. And when that guy came out of that truck and I hit my brakes, I got really, really upset. I was downright mad. Said some ungodly things. I'm being real with y'all. But I wasn't born sinless. And when I became a preacher, I wasn't going to promise God that I would never ever sin again. Oh, no, no. God knows my heart. He made me. And God is not surprised by the things I've done tonight, nor was he pleased. But I thank God for his goodness and mercy, that he stopped that accident from happening, from getting us both hurt or killed. Yeah, you may act a fool every now and then, but give God the glory. Because I had to think about and sit down and reflect on what could have happened. But I thank God in his presence of Almighty, he has stopped an accident that could have gotten both of us hurt. So when you find yourself in situations that you don't know how it's going to work or how it's going to end, just thank God for what is about to happen. Because he gives us blessing that we don't even have room enough to receive. Every now and then, when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries, hallelujah. Because when that accident, and I think about the accident and how it could have ended up, and it didn't end up that way, I'm down the street, going to my next pit station in tears, thanking God for what could have happened. Cars can be replaced, but thank God nobody was killed. And he's allowed me to come home in one piece, accident-free, tow truck-free, police-free, ambulance-free. And every now and then, excuse me, scratch that, reverse that, every now and then, excuse me, scratch that, every time, there we go, that God allows us to live our lives in him, we ought to give him praise. I don't know about you, but there have been days in my life where I couldn't find a way to praise him. I couldn't pray for myself. Tears falling down my face. I ask God, what's going on? What am I doing wrong, God? Help me, Lord. I need you now. Because if it had not been for God on my side, I know where I would be. And we just got to find a way to give him thanks, give him glory, give him honor. Because without him, would none of us be possible. Would none of us will be living properly. If we are living, we'll probably be living a hellish life. So the goodness of God has gotten me to a point in my life where I just cannot help but to praise him. And his love, not mine, not yours, not ours, but his love will find a way to our hearts. Because get this, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And I thank and praise him for all that. So now you find yourself in the midst of trouble and turmoil, just think on his goodness. Because God will make a way. God bless you.
I've lost some joy. I've lost some time. Now it feels like I will lose my mind. Journeyed long and lost my way. I